There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Oi, dickheads! Hope your day is going well. I'm just here to say I love you and I wish you the best. Also, next week, we're going to be doing a live Plumbing the Death Star on Twitch. We haven't quite worked out what time yet, but it will be on Monday the 19th for us, so head to our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at SansPants Radio for more details throughout the week. But that's not all. We're also doing live D&D on Twitch this Sunday and next. Head to our Twitter or twitch.tv/SansPantsRadio for more information or to catch up for next week.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, is it better to be a best friend or a butler?
So obviously, what we mean by this
is because both in real
just emotional attachment. Let me serve
it's
you.
It's cool to imagine like fans to being know. Like, oh, I guess Plumbing the Death Star just like gone off from ever doing anything related to pop culture. They're just asking questions now.
I prefer to know where my boundaries are in a relationship, so I prefer to have a job.
Get paid as a butler.
Get paid. Give some nice advice. Leave. You can punch out of being a butler. Best friend, you got to answer the phone.
I don't want to answer.
Wait, actually, as a butler, I can get fired. As a best friend, maybe not.
But the specific best friend and butler that we're referring to are Superman's best pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Yes.
And Batman's butler, Alfred Pennyworth. Nearly forgot the surname.
I was going to call him Alfred Butler.
I was going to go with Hitchcock. So look, I'm glad we managed to get there.
So would you rather be best friends to Superman or the butler to Batman?
I'd go butler.
I'd go best friend.
What about you, idiot?
Well, I will have to pick because you've both... Yeah, okay, let's talk about them.
Okay.
Sell me the idea of being Batman's butler.
Okay, so the role that you see Alfred play is not only a mentor and a butler,
Sounds fun.
Oh, sick, I love coaching the youth.
Love being a butler to a depressed teen.
But do you know what being a mentor
is?
That's
the strangest description of Batman ever.
A depressed teen.
Depressed teen Batman. He was at one point. Cut me some slack.
I don't think he was ever a teenage Batman.
I don't think he was ever a teenager. He went straight from boy to man.
Well, in Batman Begins, he was a ninja when he's a teenager. Yeah. Why is Batman a ninja?
There's a good argument that he went straight from boy to man.
Yeah. Look, I was not completely off. I like the idea. Butler is good.
So if your parents die, you skip puberty?
No,
Bruce Wayne specifically
definitely did
skip
puberty.
If your parents die and you're a boy and you travel to the furthest reaches of the earth, you come back a man and a ninja. No, I was going to say, Batman, as Batman's butler, like you get a good period of time where Batman is gallivanting off becoming Batman. That's you time. You can do
exactly
what you like.
It's a lot of downtime. Also, as his mentor, I pretty much am in control of Batman.
The con here, though, like as a con, is that, you know, you have to now follow everything that, say, you know, the previous Waynes wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to kind of follow what, you know, Thomas
be
and
a good butler. That's not Martha. Hard. Hey, vacuum
also,
the fucking house.
I'm not saying
house.
Be a good butler.
Who
I'm
cares?
Saying you gotta kind of follow what they dictated. So you got to try and remember. And look, are you going to pay attention to what Thomas and Martha Wayne wanted for their boy? Probably not.
Hey,
they I probably don't think at any point they
Joel
were like, Zabin. Hey, Alfred, our butler, if our boy decides he wants to be a Batman,
oh yeah,
encourage
sure.
that. No, but also as Alfred, you like you're not. It's not just butler duty. It's not like Batman's like, I'll take care of it. All you got to do is sweep the bat cave of dead bats or whatever. Mm-hmm. Also, like you got to learn how to hack. You got to be on comms 24/7.
Yeah,
I don't have to do those.
You have
things.
To.
Batman will be very disappointed.
You have to learn how to sew up a bullet wound. You got to like patch up all his medical problems.
Again, these are all things.
You got to cope being kidnapped. That's going to be great.
That's fine.
Can I picture a situation? Joel,
being kidnapped is sick. Batman, who cares?
Batman is, I don't know.
Oh no, I've got a bag on my head.
This
whatever.
Rolls. Joker, I hope you put a bullet in me.
What's the worst you can do? Kill me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Dusha, like, you're like, I just don't have to. Like, the idea of Batman drowning, like, maybe the water's rising, and he's like, Alfred? Alfred? And you're just like, don't have to. I'm no. Like, cons off.
This but, is not in my job description, Bruce.
Surgery, I don't know, Bruce. I don't know.
Another thing you have to do?
No. See, you're confusing things Alfred has to do with things that he just knew due to his previous job.
Oh, okay.
Is it better to be a butler or a best friend? It's better to be a butler. I don't know how to do surgery, so Batman's not going to ask me to do surgery.
I guess who's getting fired?
I just don't think you're going to have the Alfred relationship.
Yeah, I think maybe you might just be a butler, and then he's just going to be like, hey, I hired a guy who not only does my butlering, but he also, like, sews me up.
Do you know what's
you're
an easier job description?
Hey, yeah? What's better, being a best friend or unemployed?
Well, look, yeah. Unemployed, less responsibilities.
It's also great to imagine Batman just not letting you in. Like the Joker coming through the mansion. You're like, where's that guy going? Who's all these colourful characters that turn up all the time?
Bruce, one of your good friends is here.
The smiley one.
You know him. Not the one covered in question marks, the smiley one.
I think the worst thing about being Alfred would be having to get up earlier than Batman. You know, like every scene in like a Batman movie where Batman wakes up and he's all like damaged and bruised and Alfred's got him breakfast in bed.
Want to hear a nice thing about that?
What?
What time are you imagining that to be?
I guess that is. That's like midday afternoon.
Yes, it is.
That's true.
Because Batman goes out at 9. Mm. So he is getting home and going to bed at like 5 or 6 a.m. I'm probably waking up at 11 to 12.
Yeah, well, you actually get the whole day just to be you. That's pretty chill.
It depends how much you pride in your work. Because I know that like Alfred is like, he's a very good chef.
Yeah.
He cooks a lot of good things for Bruce Wayne.
I'm not that either.
And then Bruce Wayne doesn't want to eat it. He's just like, oh, here's, you know, this amazing meal I've made you. And Bruce Wayne's like, fuck it, I'll have jerky in the car. I mean, there's got to be that kind of like...
Is that a scene?
Yeah, famously.
Famously, on his way to a big gala, just...
I think at some point in the animated series...
Batman talks about how much he loves jerky.
Alfred is like, look, I've prepared this amazing thing, lifts it up, and there's just nothing there. Because he's just like full of sass and had enough.
Yeah.
So I think at some point you're going to make, I'm a master craftsman, and it's being wasted on this ungrateful fuck.
Yeah, comes in handy because guess what? I am not
a master craftsman.
Correct. Can I perform butler duties? Kind of.
You could sweep, I guess.
Look, I don't know
vacuuming,
if you could.
I'm to fine. Be honest. Hey, I maintain a clean household.
Vacuuming is so funny. Can you imagine Alfred quite elegantly taking care of the abode? Batman coming out
I
of the
I have
cloth.
Nintendo to play, Bruce. Leave me alone. I'm doing this quick. So it's less about would you prefer, you know, who's got the better role here, Alfred or Jimmy Olsen. It's just like, how would you, Joel Dusha, do in these particular roles?
I would be far worse at being Jimmy Olsen than I would
disagree.
Be
disagree.
Hey, you know what I've just realized?
Do you know what? I'm not a journalist. I'm also fired.
I don't know what a butler's job really entails.
Okay, if I say housekeeper, does that help?
Yeah, but do you get a day off or do you live with
your boss?
You
do get a
boss?
Day off, but you...
Yeah, right? I don't think you guys know what a butler is.
Hey,
no,
here's the things I know about being a butler or where it comes from. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Batman.
Okay.
Those are my two butler experiences.
What about Niles? Isn't he a butler?
Niles Crane?
No, Niles.
From the nanny.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
He lives with them. Is it about child rearing? No, that's a nanny.
Okay, let's move on to Jimmy
Olsen. Isn't the nanny just a female butler?
No, because
Fran... Wait, no, Fran doesn't do housework. Does she ever do
but
housework?
But that's just the nature of Fran Drescher.
But Fran Drescher is
but
a bad nanny.
Fran but she looks after the kids.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. She's good with the kids, but she's garbage at everything else.
Yeah, but is
and
that
Mr. Sheffield's
job?
Like, ooh, and that's a fine
Hang
piece
on.
Of fanny.
Fine.
So, what, all right, are we...
Yeah, fatty.
How would Fran do in the Wayne manner? I reckon she'd do all right.
I think Batman would enjoy her spirit.
Oh, Bruce!
Mr. Wayne!
Hey. And she'd be great for Damian!
Yeah, she would look after all the Bat kids really well. Mm-hmm. That's fair, actually.
Those Robins would do, like, that. Hey, they'd be alive. Look,
it's
I was
also
I'm
good
the
to
claim.
Imagine
yeah.
her relationship with Alfred being similar to the relationship of CC and Niles.
Watch out, CC. Watch out, Bruce Wayne. It doesn't work quite as well.
No, watch out, CC. It'd be watch out. Well, it'd be watch out, Fran Fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Alfred would be on the case and he'd be like, I locked her outside, Bruce.
Oh, Mr. Wayne! It's funny because, like, Batman doesn't want that. Why'd you do that, Alfred? I'm also sad we don't live in the world where you thought Niles Crane from Frasier was a butler because of his voice. You're like, are they both butlers?
Are they There's both butlers? Just so one's on a radio show. It's fine.
No, that's Frasier Crane.
Niles is... I don't know.
What does Niles do?
But no, I still think that, under Fran's watch, those Robins would still be alive.
I think that's
every
a fair claim
to
make, yeah.
So you're saying that Alfred is responsible for their deaths?
I'm just saying he is a worse child rearer than Fran Fine.
Maybe that should have been today's question. But okay, so clearly we don't know what a butler is, but I think we have a grasp of what a best friend is.
You've got a computer there, I got a phone. Let's find out. What is a butler?
But we don't
How do you spell
definition?
Responsibility? Okay, it's good. Google's got me.
Yeah.
I press space bar. Fuck.
The chief man servant of a house. Okay. Well, that does not help.
That's what I feared.
Oh, a hotel butler.
You can be a butler of a hotel.
You can be a hotel butler. Butler job description template in workable. All right, we got this.
I abandoned an email I was writing to look this up and I regret it.
I'm really excited, Sam, but it sounds like you're about to accidentally apply to be a butler. We're watching a sitcom happen before.
All right, okay. Butler responsibility includes providing personalized services to guests.
Okay.
Having a deep knowledge of all hotel amenities for guests.
Yeah.
Working with all departments, housekeeping, food service, etc., to meet guest needs. So it feels like a butler in this regard. This is for a hotel.
Yeah. Okay. We can translate it.
So it's okay. Provides personalized services to guests. In brackets, Bruce.
Yeah.
So okay. So you've got to provide personalized services to Bruce. So you basically got to look after what Bruce needs.
Yeah.
And you want to hear something good?
Yeah.
The real life modern butler attempts to be discreet and unobtrusive.
Oh no.
Friendly but not familiar. Uh-huh. Keenly anticipative of the needs of his or her employer, and grateful and precise in the execution of duty.
Do you think in butler school they just show them a picture of you and they're like, be the opposite?
Oh, I'm friendly.
You're friendly, but unobtrusive. I just imagine you barging in, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And he's like,
hey, are you playing Xbox? Can I play too? I finished vacuuming the toilet.
Well, again,
the room.
I finished sucking up the toilet water. Man, as much as I suck, the water just doesn't get any lower. What's happening, man?
Well, actually, Jackson, the water would get lower.
That's true. Eventually, you would run out.
I would run out of water, and then I flush again, and then it's full again.
What?
Hey. Bruce Wayne often has fancy parties. Yeah? Yes. So, look, that's probably one of the main things that you're going to be butlering to do.
What hors d'oeuvres do you know how to make?
So, again, you have to greet them when they arrive and make sure they're settled in their rooms. Okay, I guess. Is Bruce running an Airbnb?
Remember, that's for a hotel.
This isn't Wayne Manor. No, that's... I'm about to...
Yeah, I want to know what hors d'oeuvres you know how to make, because it's great to imagine them at a fancy party.
All right, I got a mug here.
Okay.
Now, imagine these mugs on a tray, lots of mugs.
It's a shit mug for like a fancy dinner party.
It's full of spaghetti. Finger food spaghetti.
It's great to imagine Batman like looking up at you, furious as you arrive with the mug of spaghetti. What do you call this, Alfred? Spaghetti mug.
Mug of spaghetti.
Mug of. Eat up.
Yum yum carbs.
Okay, so
guest needs by learning their preferences, allergies, and dislikes.
Little toasts I can make.
Yeah.
So I reckon like that is like you know anticipating guests in this bracket arch nemesis.
Yeah, yeah. Figuring
their
out
preferences,
who's coming.
Allergies, and dislikes. So I guess you got to anticipate the enemy.
Yeah.
Can you anticipate the enemy?
Of course. I'm.
Yeah.
Got a great evil detector. I just won't let anyone in.
All right.
Poor mailman.
Have a thorough understanding of
the
all...
The mailman doesn't come
let
into
him
the
in.
House.
It's a walk to Wayne Manor. He's tired.
Have a thorough understanding of all spirits and specialty foods in stock.
Yeah,
you
that's
gotta
fine.
You got to keep...
I have a responsible service of alcohol certificate. Yeah. I know what spirits are what.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll be like, Bruce, that's two standard drinks. You're cut off. Get out of here.
Communicate Bruce with housekeeping.
Like, you're not a bartender.
It feels like Alfred has too much.
Yeah, he's got a lot of responsibilities.
Run errands for guests.
No, that's
can
easy.
You happily run it errands? Does seem like in White Manor there's no other house stuff.
I don't have to dry clean. Yeah, I'll just take it to the dry cleaner. Yeah.
No, because you need to be discreet.
You got to take the bat suit out the back, get a hose.
Hose it down. That's the opposite of dry cleaning. That is, in fact, wet cleaning.
Yeah, because he pisses and shits all he has.
That's true.
That you got to get rid of all the stuff.
Okay, yeah, because you got to be discreet. So you okay. So
if you take a suit that has a shit in it to a dry cleaner, surely no amount of dry cleaning is fixing that. Oh, I sometimes take pants that are just a bit dirty to the dry cleaner and they come back dirty.
Oh yeah, dry cleaning never works. I think it's a sham and a scam.
You're calling dry cleaners out today.
I am. I'm calling them out right here.
Any dry cleaners watching this? Scam. We're on to you.
So, let's talk about Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah. Kidnapped frequently, more frequently than Alfred.
Absolutely, and often the subject of terrible experiments.
Yes.
That happens to Jimmy, our good friend, all the time.
Often abused by Superman when Superman decides that he needs to become Bat Family-esque and he tries to cut off ties.
Yeah.
He'll just be very abusive to Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen cops it, basically. Yeah. But you'll always be saved by Superman as Jimmy Olsen. If I, as Jimmy Olsen, leapt off a building, Superman would come find me.
Yes.
I would
hope. Yeah. Not necessarily, and that's a
all
big
I gotta
problem.
Do is stand there and scream, I'm about to jump off a building, and then Superman will pick me
but
up.
But it depends where in Superman's arc he is, because if he's in the point of time where he's decided he doesn't need friends or he's losing touch with humanity or he's on Krypton. You've just killed yourself to...
I'm plummeting towards the earth looking at my watch like any second now.
That's funny to fall face first whilst looking at
my watch like there was a specified time he was going to come.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
While I have you here, have you heard of our sister podcast, Shut Up a Second? I'm not in it, so already we're off to a great start. Jackson hosts it, and it's just comedy without the pretense of pop culture garbage. So, if you're tired of us talking about a Star Wars, a current Avenger, or that Harry Potpot bloke, why not check out Shut Up a Second? There's currently almost 300 episodes of pure, unadulterated nonsense available on iTunes or directly from our website, sanspantsradio.com.
So if you're saying that it's ideal to be Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen,
yes.
Are you saying it's ideal to occasionally be turned into a mud man or a turtle monster?
We have less responsibility, and now I feel like I have an emotional connection that isn't confined by how much I get paid.
I have some terrible news for you, Joel Zammit. You have far more responsibility as Jimmy Olsen, because unfortunately, as Superman's best friend, you need to match his ideals and responsibilities. You have to be the pinnacle of humanity. Oh, you have to be the perfect man.
No, that's if Superman was a judgy cunt, and he's not. He's lovely.
Hang on. Let's just reach any of the Superman books we got lying around, and we'll see what he has to say about that.
Disappointment from Superman would be very unpleasant.
Superman doesn't need me to be the Ubermensch because he already is. He just needs me to try my best.
Do you think in a situation where you find, say, $50 on the ground?
Yes.
And you pick it up and you're like, oh, I've got lunch today, Superman. I found $50 on the ground.
Superman's going to be like, his laser eyes and disintegrates the money.
Now no one has $50.
And this, now me, myself, I would be like, sweet, $50, that's great, lunch is on me. But then I would look at Superman and be like, Superman, we have found $50. We need to return this.
So you're going
to
be like, Superman, we have found $50. The night is ours.
You know, we now have a responsibility to give this to
I guess a benefit, owner. Yeah, being Superman.
I would become
talent.
A better person.
I think that Superman's would righteousness Superman? Would... No, I don't think it would be either. I think
hot dog, $50.
And we high five. And
your hand explodes.
My hand explodes and he... Vaporizing.
I think that Superman's righteousness would kill you. I think that within 2 weeks of being friends with him, you'd want to die.
Why is that?
Every single decision.
Voice that. Yeah, because you're here.
Yes.
It's also impossible to break off a friendship with Superman. That would suck. Having to be like, hey, Superman, I don't want to be pals anymore, and seeing that puppy dog disappointment. Then maybe he picks me up really high and drops
Do I know that Superman can't read my mind?
I don't think. That's scary about Superman. Like every new power, you're like, what can't he do?
Because I'm going to be like, I must have pure thoughts at all time or else he's going to kill me. And wait, can he hear me now? Oh no. And I'll be smiling like, hey there, Superman pal. What are we doing today?
Looking over the top of your cubicle at Superman as he just eats a sandwich. And you're like, you're reading my mind.
you're reading my mind, you fuck. You're reading my mind, Superman. Like flicking like paper clips at him. Stop reading my mind.
Another thing with Superman is that he often has Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane as his last two connections to humanity. So if you try and stop being friends with him, you might have also doomed the world.
I'm not going to stop being friends with Superman.
I don't think it's an option.
That seems insane. Why would you ever stop being friends with Superman?
Well, probably because his personality and your personality don't match at all.
How long into your friendship with Superman before you realize you've made a terrible mistake? Like, is it a year in when, like, Superman comes back from, like, I don't know, fighting aliens in space and he's like, thank God I have you, Joel Zammett. Without you, I don't know what I'd do. And you're like, oh shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. And then you become a big turtle or whatever. Ah. That also happens to Jimmy Olsen.
That's fine. I mean, I'm a fine friend. I feel like am I more like Perry White than, like, say, Jimmy Olsen? Because it's kind of like, that's more than my
See, being Perry White is just the butler thing again.
But I'm in charge.
It's just the butler thing, but Superman's lack of professional, like, etiquette ruins your business.
I would have fired him so long ago.
Yeah, cool. You fired Superman. That's probably
not fun. Well, I fired Clark Kent. Superman.
Fuck, Superman coming back and just burning the Daily Planet.
Why?
No reason.
Jimmy Olsen, there's so many things that would be, like, terrible. I think the best way to approach Superman is the similar way to being a butler.
Yeah.
Friendly yet not familiar.
Okay, look. Yeah. I have
Superman's
found,
acquaintance.
I have found Superman's, on identitymag.com
Superman's
a
colleague,
job description
Joel Joel
of being a best friend.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so a best friend must be a therapist. Oh, no.
Hey, I can hear every single person's thoughts all the time.
Can you? I always suspected.
That's not a power, Superman. He's lying to you at this point. It's a game to him. All human life is.
So I need to be his therapist. Is he going to be like a piss baby about Lois Lane?
Oh, probably. Absolutely.
Oh, and Lana?
Yeah.
Oh, and all the Smallville problems. And probably about Lex.
Why also, is my villain bald? He blames me for that. That's annoying.
That is annoying.
That is the case in the Smallville continuity, yeah.
And in certain, like, Silver Age comics.
That rules.
Lex blames Superman
for being bald, and that's why he wants
bald.
To end Superman.
Yes.
People are like, is it because Superman represents a larger-than-life threat to humanity?
No.
What? No.
He
no.
made, look at this.
He
it's
made
shiny.
Me bald, and wigs are very obvious. Get some Rogaine. Whatever. Wear a hat.
Wear a fucking hat, Lex.
Angry about being bald? Wear a hat.
You bald under there, Lex? No.
No. Mm-hmm. Why are you asking, creep? Yeah.
So, yeah, well, yeah,
are you a pervert?
So a best friend should listen, ask questions, analyze, and provide life romantic career advice. So look, I could listen to him. Asking questions is going to be weird because I'm like, so where were you? And depending if I know he's Clark and or Superman, where is the situation here? Do I know he's both?
You know he's both.
Okay.
No, that's worse.
Yeah, that's worse because...
Now I've got to keep a secret.
Yeah.
I'm bad at this. Everyone's knowing.
Absolutely.
He's going to be like, I'm Superman. I'm like, cool. I'm a journalist. What a scoop.
Imagine getting that text.
He can't.
Guess what, boys?
Lads. Clark Kent.
Guess
Superman
who Clark Kent is. Superman, I think, is allowed one vaporization of an innocent, and he picks you. I think that's the rule.
Well, this is if
Who's
I find out,
in this situation?
I have a responsibility as a journalist, to report, like, to actually, like, report.
Well, you got
to
pick.
Truth.
Well, you're not being a very good best friend.
He's also a journalist. He should know.
You're saying that Superman should out himself as Superman because it's the scoop of the century.
He finds out.
If he had any journalistic integrity, he would. But he fucking doesn't,
Batman,
does he?
He'd reveal all the super.
Good.
Anyway, it's not a very good best friend.
Maybe not best friend, but I'd be like, why are you having a secret injury? Also, why are you writing so many fluff pieces about yourself?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just reading, 500 words.
A bit narcissistic.
Just saying. But also, I'd be giving like, a lot of ribbing. Not even gentle ribbing, just straight up ribbing.
Superman would just be so hard to like identify with. Like imagine like, I don't know, you've just been out, you're like leaning on the roof of your car, overlooking the city of Metropolis somewhere nice. You just have one of those like deep and meaningful conversations and Superman's like, I'm a child of two worlds. I don't know who my parents are. My whole planet's dead. And you're like, Yeah, that sucks.
You've when I even was fiddling with my camera, I accidentally deleted a nice photo.
Superman would be like, that sucks, man. And you'd be like, yeah. Your planet's gone.
You're imagining like far more romantic situations than real life friends have. Yeah. Just imagine a situation like, oh man, Superman, last night I went out, had way too much to drink. He's like, I don't know what that feels like. You're like, oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, fuck. He's like, hey, me and Lois are on the rocks, and me and Lois have broken up. We're like, fuck, we'll come over, we'll have some beers. I'm getting drunker. He's not.
You're just tanked.
I'm just like, ah, Superman.
I hate this.
Put a fish in them seas, Superman.
I'm using my vaporizing innocent thing again.
And he's just,
I'm going to pick another one.
Superman, show me your belly button. Superman.
If I put my tongue in your belly button, can you feel that?
Then Superman puts you to bed, and you've done an atrocious job of looking after him.
So again, yeah.
It's also like the, oh man, I got so drunk. Well, man, I took a great shit the other day, and Superman being like, what's that like?
What's an anus?
Oh, God. All right, Superman. Let's do it.
How long are you a rude friend and ask about his penis?
Yeah.
Because I know that you are curious about Superman.
I mean, I think we all are. Either of you guys about
your penis. But you can assume that we have human penises.
I know that you have a different testicle than me, but I've never asked to see it. You have offered to show and feel.
Yeah.
And I keep saying no. Maybe the same principle will apply.
But you'd be far more curious about Superman,
surely. Well, of course, just like I'm curious about his balls, but I'm not going to say that out loud, am I?
I would love
to squeeze your testicles, but I'm not going to say it.
I think we all would, in a way. I think if Superman was at my house when he went to the toilet, I would put my ear up against the door once to hear if it sounded.
Like it makes like a clunk,
or like, woo.
Like,
woo. Whoa.
Oh, he's a fisting guy.
I reckon like his internal organs are so efficient that it absorbs all the nutrients out, so it'd be like a big thud.
He doesn't need clunk. To. Yeah, exactly. It's just
dust.
It's heavy. Heavy. Purified.
It's heavy. It's steel, and he just puts it in the bin. It's a paperweight.
Does he sweat?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he bleeds.
What about the fact that as Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen, you're occasionally going to be the subject to untold scientific experiments?
I mean, that's kind of neat.
No, it's not.
I mean, like, what else am I doing with my day?
Joel Zammit's huge today. Sick. Joel Zammit's a dog man today.
Hello, arf, arf.
Well, he's taking it in his stride.
At this point, like, the first maybe two times it happened, yeah, I'm worried. Yeah, I'm scared. But, like, after that, I'm like, oh, cool, what new thing's going to happen now?
I guess that's kind of the benefit of being Jimmy Olsen is that, like, you know, like so if you're Alfred and you get kidnapped, you're like, Batman needs to bat 100 every time, and one day he won't. Superman could. So if you're Jimmy Olsen and you're kidnapped by Lex, you're like, whatever, I'll be out of here by tea time. You're booking, like, your lunch appointment.
Lunch appointment?
Text in Uber Eats.
Yeah. Getting Uber Eats delivered to Lex's mansion or whatever. Like, yeah. You're so used to it, it's not a big deal anymore.
That's a powerful move. Ordering Uber Eats to the villain's house.
The villain being like, I notice you've, like, I don't know, you've moved your chair where you're tied up to your phone, but all you've done behind your back is to order Uber Eats and then put the phone back. Yeah,
I was hungry.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have asked if you wanted anything.
Look, I just ordered. I'm sure I could just add it now.
Yeah, I'll just call the guy.
Yeah, it's fine.
If I was Lex in that situation, I would just let you go. I'd be like, all of the fire's been taken out of this.
Yeah.
When Superman arrived, I'd be like, he's left. I don't know. He got a big burrito.
I didn't want that bean sauce on the floor.
Other things you have to be for a best friend. It's a cheerleader or a wingman.
Yeah.
All of these are terrible things, by the way. Like, saying that being a friend requires you to be a therapist is fucked up.
Yeah, that's good. That's not true.
A slapper.
What?
Is one of the headings.
Huh?
Can you read the description?
You will like this one. A BF has the right to throw some cold water in their friend's face when they are wrong and need to hear it.
I just don't know if that's true. And also,
oi, Superman, I was a dog man for a bit. You fucked up. Slap.
Oh, no, my hand is broken. Superman's like, and it's not even my fault.
I think that says a punch bag next.
And then the next one is a punch bag. Yeah, so, yeah.
So you've got to get it in return when Superman's like, hey, you idiot, and slaps your face clean Superman's off.
Because of you, you turned into a dog, man, and I had to save that. I had to cancel a date with Lois, and it's all your fault. I
feel slap. Like slap, and then I'm dead.
Head spins around seven times.
Yeah, like Daffy Duck.
Except
but your mouth.
He slapped the lips off my face. Now I have no lips. I chalk that up to another problem that he has to fix.
Zaman, how you
Tuesday
doing?
Tuesday I was a dog man. The other day I was big. Now I have no lips.
Superman slapped
all
my
your
lips.
Fault.
Superman slapped my lips off. I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. Superman at my lips.
I hate looking at your teeth.
Superman coming at me like, Superman at my lips off. And I'm like, did Superman slap his lips? Yeah. What is fucking saying to me right now? Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Superman, what does the next heading say you need to be for a friend?
A humiliator? Because who else will let the world hear about the time this? Your best friend peed in their pants while laughing
you
in the movie theater?
You want to be a
the world
friend.
Needs to
humiliate
hear these stories. A best friend
you.
Is required to say, hey, this might humanize Superman. Here's the time Superman shat himself on a 3-day trip to the moon or
I'm
whatever.
I'm imagining you being like, I've got to humiliate Superman, put a whole bunch of laxatives in his coffee and he just dies because he has no anus. Oh my God. I didn't think this through. Superman's like, I feel awful. It's like, God, I hope I don't need to shit. I have no anus. And you're just, fuck.
Oh my God. You like playing sweet pranks, putting all these kryptonite like in his like coffee and whatever.
I feel very sick. That's just poisoning. What a sweet prank.
I hit my friend in the head with an axe. Prank, bro.
Who else, you know, will let the world hear about the time? Now, I, as a journalist... have a very big platform
Superman's
hear about Superman
friend, Jimmy Olsen
a public figure.
You are not a good friend to Superman.
That wasn't the question.
I think it was,
but also
it said, would you prefer?
Oh, that's fair, I guess.
I think it said, is it better to
yeah.
Play back the tapes.
Okay, so I guess I've got to make the decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frankly, neither sound good,
but what sounds better?
Can I be someone else's something else?
What, got any suggestions?
Spider-Man's aunt. I don't even know shit. My son gets beat up and I'm like, that's curious. And
that's
then I
not
go,
my
sometime.
Son.
That's weird about my son. That's not your, what?
That's, you know, my shit, boy. My secret shame. Yeah, Spider-Man. I gotta tell you something.
Hey, look, Spider-Man's my boy. Yeah. But think about Aunt May's life compared to both Jimmy Olsen and Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah.
Aunt May gets home presumably 6 p.m., chucks on Murder, She Wrote, goes to bed at 9. Wakes up in the morning, does charity all day.
Yeah,
occasionally your son comes in and is quite sweaty, but you don't have to worry about
but,
it.
And generally,
she gets to say her favorite catchphrase, that's not my son.
not my son, not my responsibility.
That's my nephew.
Peter Parker coming in, clearly had the shit beat out of him, walking up the stairs to his bedroom.
Oh, that's curious.
That's curious, but he's not my son. Keep watching Murder, She Wrote.
His mom's dead.
Murder, She Wrote. His mom died in a plane crash. I look after him. My husband is also dead. Click.
You know, Murder, She Wrote. Beautiful. Yes.
Aunt May just loves to say exposition to no one. That's my son. He comes home late, damaged. Yeah. Wait, he's not my son. I'm his aunt. Click.
That's my son. He leaves webbing everywhere. Wait.
Sometimes he
son.
Doesn't let me into his room. I don't know why, and I don't care. Click!
I live in New York City where there is a Spider-Man. My son, whose name is Peter Parker, is not my son, and he sometimes comes home with webbing. Click!
I think I've clearly picked the best one.
So yours is no responsibility.
No responsibility.
Dead husband, though.
Dead husband. He was weighing me down. I'm single and
you
ready to
love him. But there's also going to be a point where you end up finding out that you're not your son.
Yeah.
Is Spider-Man, and you're going to be kidnapped by villains, and you're probably going to want to end up marrying Doc Ock a little bit.
Guess there's maybe 10 years left to live, this gal.
Alfred's probably only got like 5.
That's true. Plus with the Joker running around, maybe even less, maybe 2 weeks.
But Spider-Man has some villains that would easily... Well, yeah, Aunt May's probably died more than Alfred.
That's true.
If you You think Aunt May has married so many of Spider-Man's villains that New York is basically a harem for her. She is living the best possible life. Every single older man that fights her son, sorry, cousin or son. Whatever.
Cousin May.
Yeah. She's like, I can screw that man because eventually he'll try to marry me. Oh, that rules.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, Aunt May is the one that's closest to death.
I will fuck that man.
I am Aunt May. You are not my son. Flick.
Aunt May, stop sleeping with my villain.
Please stop.
You're not my son.
Click.
Aunt May, please stop saying that.
No.
No.
Click.
It's true.
You're not my son. You're not my responsibility. Leave me alone.
I don't care.
Go find me another older man to
bang. That's what I want.
With no son comes no responsibility.
Exactly.
Uncle Ben died. Who cares?
Good.
I'm Aunt May.
It's my responsibility. That's great. You know how much dick I've gotten? So much.
Life rules. Keep being Spider-Man. Get all these hunky men in suits for me. Aunt May, your mom, not.
Well, I think we've found the answer to the question we didn't ask.
It's a winner.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been also Joel.
And I've been Jackson. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.